Get ready. This hour, our cheap movie review. Some big movies headed your way. And it should be a fun, fun weekend as summer is winding down for a lot of people. A couple of weeks away from, believe it or not, how quickly it went by, Labor Day. And then the kids are either back to school next week or they're kicking back to school after Labor Day. It's not about school. It's about bracing for the worst when it comes to Egypt. The violence has been absolutely incredible there. More than 600 people are dead. Churches have been burned to the ground. There are people being bulldozed by the military there. And our president comes out and says, we shouldn't have violence. Let's call for the end of widespread violence. Doesn't say it's a coup. Won't even allude to that. But it is just a bloodshed, a bloodbath over there. And Egypt is becoming like Iraq was when things first started, and it's a lot of chaos, buildings on fire, people in the streets, and it's nothing like it was 3 years ago. Mubarak's regime, although there were so many things that Mubarak did that were sick and twisted when it came to pocketing money and when it came to being more like a dictatorship. However, Egypt had stability, and now you look, and with the coup of Mohamed Morsi, although our president refuses to call it that, it's been nothing but disillusionment and dead bodies. I mean, frankly, that's what it is. Churches attacked and ripped apart. I mean, this Egypt is not what it was. 4,000 people have been wounded. Media has been killed. It's chaos. And it's a contradiction to what it was. You think of the history in Egypt, and it's frightening what's happening. They even have footage on their state-run television, that showed firemen evacuating people from the two giant offices in Gaza, which is one of the twin cities on the west bank of the Nile River, as it was being attacked. And there were protesters that were being pushed aside, and some incredible images are coming out of there. There is a mosque that they had to turn into a morgue. The names of the dead people were scribbled on white sheets, covered the bodies, some of them charred. And that's, sadly, that's how people found their loved ones. Can you imagine? Oh, let me look at this list. And you could smell the stench of the corpses because of the heat. It was almost unbearable, so much so they had to bring in ice to chill the bodies and try to put in some household fans. And people were just wailing in the mosque. It's a sad, sad, sad state of affairs. And in the middle of all of this, there is the money the United States kicks in to Egypt, the $1.3 billion, and you say to yourself, how could you give foreign aid in military aid to this country when they ousted Morsi, who we backed, and you don't have anyone in charge? So we might want to sustain our relationship with Egypt, as the president said, but our traditional route of doing it is gone for now. There is no way you can back anyone in this thing. And we were supposed to do some military maneuvers. There's a Bright Star maneuvers deal that is normally done between the U.S. and the Egyptian militaries. It hasn't been held since 2009. And there's been, of course, the revolution and everything else that's happened. And it's canceled once again. There's a big clue as to why we need to stay away from all of this. And, you know, the amount of people that we're talking about, Cairo is a city of 18 million people. There's 18 million people. The people are hiding in their houses because of the violence. Banks, the stock market closed. The economic situation there is terrible. You had smoke from burned out buildings coming up, a makeshift hospital. I mean, it's just turmoil. The Muslim Brotherhood is a group that spent about 85 years, as someone told me, as an outlawed group. Now, they're trying to fight back as the military snipers are shooting at them. But they're saying in Egypt they could declare it an illegal group and just banish it forever and never deal with the Muslim Brotherhood, which will only make things even that much worse in Egypt. So that's what's happening over there. Closer to home, the big chatter is about the NSA and information that was illegally obtained by the NSA, breaking privacy rules thousands and thousands of times. And how do we find that out? Well, that story was in the Washington Post. And who gave the Washington Post that information? Ed Snowden. And there have been years of overreach, to say the least. It included bungled things of having the wrong number when it was 202 for Washington instead of 20 for Egypt. And this is how the computer would read it. So there were all kinds of insane things that led to the culling of information illegally where they shouldn't have been able to obtain it, including typos. Do you believe it? So plenty more has been revealed. More errors and violations in the NSA collection efforts. And so far, they haven't been able to really address this. They're kind of still in the shadows. The president last week saying, oh, yeah, we needed to go back and look at some of the things in examination of the NSA and reform it. Only because of Ed Snowden, though. If he hadn't dumped all that information, there wouldn't even be conversation about that. All right, quickly, speaking of conversation, Bud Selig, Major League Baseball, cracking down on drugs and then also saying at the same time they're going to institute instant replay if everybody agrees. Take a listen.
I couldn't help today during the presentation to sense in the room the acceptance, excitement, and people understood this was, they were sitting in on something that John was right, was historical. We're proud that we have the toughest drug testing program in American sport. Proud that WADA, I keep going back to WADA statement myself, because they are the gold standard, and when they tell you you're doing great, that makes me feel very good. And but to have an effective program, it has to be enforced aggressively, and should be.
All right, so how about that? So aggressively, well, then they need to increase the fines and the suspensions that they give some of these players, maybe even some lifetime bans if somebody is ridiculously out of control. And expanding replay, that's going to be interesting because now they're going to have challenges if it's all agreed upon in 2014. So those calls of arguing with the ump over the strike zone, that could change. That certainly is historic, and it could change what happens in a game, the difference between somebody getting first base and somebody walking back, shaking their head to the dugout. Interesting, isn't it? Coming up, we've got movies. Yep, our cheap movie review, plus DVDs. You don't want to miss it. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. When the White House, codenamed Olympus, is captured by a terrorist mastermind, the president is kidnapped. Disgraced former presidential guard Mike Banning finds himself trapped on the inside of the building. As the national security team scrambles to respond, they find themselves forced to rely on Banning's inside knowledge to help retake the White House, save the president, and avert an even bigger disaster. Jared Butler, Arad Eckhart, and Morgan Freeman star in Olympus Has Fallen. As the Japanese surrender at the end of World War II, General Fellers is tasked with deciding if Emperor Hirohito will be hanged as a war criminal. Influencing his ruling is his quest to find Aya, an exchange student he met years earlier in the US. Emperor stars Tommy Lee Jones. Trapped inside his car by a mudslide, smooth-talking Jackson Older suddenly finds himself in a situation that he can't talk his way out of. With no hope of rescue, he must defy the odds, battling Mother Nature for his survival. Detour stars Neil Hopkins. An unlikely basketball team of unappreciated middle-aged Texas women, all former champs, challenge the current high school state champs to raise money for breast cancer prevention. Sparks fly as the women go to comic extremes to prove themselves on and off the court and become a national media sensation and gain a new lease on life. Hot Flashes stars Brooke Shields and Daryl Hannah. With the controversy of the NSA snooping on all of us, this week's cult classic is most appropriate. George Orwell's 1984. After the atomic war, the world is divided into three states. London is a city in Oceania, ruled by a party with total control over all of its citizens. Winston Smith is one of the bureaucrats rewriting history in one of the departments. One day he commits the crime of falling in love with Julia. They try to escape Big Brother's listening and viewing devices, but of course no one really escapes. British pop duo The Eurythmics supplying two hit songs to the soundtrack. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Great job. Thanks, Jack Alexander. Great, great job. All right, if you go to the movies and you don't pick up one of those rentals that Jack was talking about, a big one, Ashton Kutcher starring as Steve Jobs, He looks like him. I've seen a couple of shots of that. But how will this movie fare? Here's a little sneak preview.
Steve, it takes guts to drop out like you did.
Higher education comes at the expense of experience.
What?
When are you working on?
The computer terminal that hooks up to the TV for the display.
Steve?
Wow. These are state of the art. Nobody's making anything like this.
Welcome to Apple Computer.
Is this everything?
Startup.
I think we should start with around 90 grand.
Could you repeat that?
If you'll have me aboard.
Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.
Apple Incorporated went public this morning.
Chasing dreams since I was 14. Can't stop me.
We gotta make the small things unforgettable.
Typeface isn't a pressing issue. Get out.
He's trying to start a war with IBM.
Steve's been doing the impossible ever since he was in a garage.
I'm trying to build an Apple,
and they're taking it away from me?
If you keep heading down this path, I will not protect you.
It's a blatant ripoff.
I'm going to sue you for every cent.
You are your own worst enemy.
The board is unanimous. Steve will no longer be involved in this company.
10 years after Steve Jobs' departure, the future of Apple Computer is in jeopardy.
In life, you only get to do so many things.
We're going to make Apple cool again.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
We're going to do this thing, we need to come up with a name. Apple. That is so much better than phaser beam computers.
All right, so you get it. Ashton is the big star. Will it work? PG-13, a long movie, 2 hours and 2 minutes to be exact. The Butler, Lee Daniels, The Butler, the story of the White House butler who served 8 American presidents. Oprah, one of the stars in this one. Take a listen.
I'm Cecil Gaines. I'm the new butler.
You know he got that job himself. The White House called him. He didn't call the White House.
Did you go to an all-colored school, Cecil?
I didn't go to school, Mr. President. I grew up on a cotton farm.
If somebody would have told me.
I have today issued an executive order at Little Rock, Arkansas.
You need to show them love with all of your heart. That's the only way you're ever going to change their heart.
Something special is going on there, hey, Dad. What's so special about another colored man?
Chief. They're going to kill you.
Mr. President,
I know your son is in freedom right now.
I never understood what you all really went through. You've changed my heart.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
He ain't getting beat no more.
There's this whole black power movement.
You fight your country. I want to fight for my country. This country kicks us like dogs.
You're not my president. Here you go.
What?
Get the hell out!
I'm sorry, Mr. Butler. I didn't mean with funny a hero.
Save the soul of our country. God was looking after us, I guess.
Lee Daniels, The Butler. Rated PG-13. In theaters everywhere, August 16th.
Love that voiceover, PG-13. So, Forrest Whitaker, Oprah Winfrey, John Cusack. All right, here's one that I'm interested in, also PG-13. It's called Paranoia. Take a listen.
I don't even know your name. Didn't we sleep together?
I have a thing for bridge and tunnel guys when I drink.
Just call me bridge and tunnel?
You took me out for cheese fries.
call it.
I was born and raised in Brooklyn. My father was a security guard for over 32 years, with nothing to show for it. I've spent years on the ground floor refining my skills, in hopes that one day I'd make enough to take care of my old man. All I needed was a chance.
I'm going to make you rich.
What?
You are going to work for my competition.
This is stealing trade secrets.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for, because you want to know how the other half lives.
Morning. We're reinventing you. You want to be accepted. You have to look the part. Let it go. You have to fit in to get in.
Welcome to Icon.
Thank you.
Doc Goddard.
Adam Cassidy.
This is Emma. She's one of those Ivy Leaguers.
Princeton.
Yale, actually.
I'm trying to sleep my way to the top. Are we covered?
Consider it a loner.
I couldn't.
Yeah, you could. Remind me of Wyatt. I knew he'd be my competition someday. I'm on the eve of a revolution. Something you're never going to be able to duplicate.
Is that so?
That's what you wanted. I just want my money. I'm out.
You are only out, my son, when I say you're out. I own you right now.
With the FBI's Criminal Investigation Division. Spying for Wyatt will land you in jail. Double-crossing Goddard will get you killed.
We recorded it all, every conversation between you and Wyatt.
The kid knows too much.
Let's go for a ride. You stood on our shoulders! Now I'm standing on your neck.
Everything you said and did was a lie.
I'm gonna make this right.
I'm going to use what they taught me to destroy what they built.
We had good intel on this.
Where did you get that intel from, Nick?
All right, there you go. Starring in this, Harrison Ford, Gary Oldman, also Julian McMahon. And it's about espionage and all that stuff mixed in between paranoia. Two powerful tech billionaires. So a lot of tech billionaires. Movies about those, Jobs, and also paranoia, too. I bet you Jobs does pretty good this week at the box office. If you go, send us your cheap movie review. Send it to americatonight.net. Stay with us. We're flipping it to the other side.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Trial has wound down. It's about the sentencing. Many of you have called in to weigh in, have sent emails, etc. And Bradley Manning at this point is, in a sense, I think, fighting for his life. Somebody who was in the courtroom, David Swanson, joins us, and he wrote a great piece, blogged about it. Screaming in Bradley Manning's Trial is the title of it. He's with RootsAction.org. David, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I'm glad to.
Tell me, first of all, tell me what it was like, and you described it brilliantly, by the way, in your blog post, but for the listeners across the nation now hearing you for the first time, what was it like to be in the courtroom as this was all going down?
Well, typically when I'm in a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill that's, you know, half as offensive as this was, I shout something out and then get hauled out of there. Here I kept my mouth shut because I didn't want to do anything to hurt Bradley Manning and his legal team's efforts, but their efforts were to argue that he was not in his right mind, that he was immature, that he was troubled, and that he now has learned his lessons, and he's very, very sorry for the damage he did. And so he apologized for damaging the United States, even though he greatly benefited the United States by exposing what our government is doing so we can see. And he apologized for hurting people, even though through the whole ordeal, there was no evidence ever presented warranted that he hurt anyone. And so it was rather painful to watch.
What's interesting is, too, is we try to wrestle with this term whistleblower, and all of the information that was put out there was the biggest ever classified information, you know, leaked out. But in whistleblowing, as far as whistleblowing is concerned, I mean, this has to be, and you say it, it has to be one of the biggest and most significant whistleblowing moments in our history, but they didn't talk about anything of that sort. Nothing about what was prevented or what happened as a result. Were you surprised by that?
I was somewhat. I was surprised that there was no discussion whatsoever over the possible benefits or harms of various types of sentence that he might be given. And I was disturbed that there was no mention whatsoever of the good that he had done, of the laws that he was upholding while violating lesser laws, of his legal and moral duty to be a whistleblower, of the status of hero that he's earned around the world, that he's four times a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, that he's credited by many with having finally ended the war in Iraq by exposing various crimes that persuaded the Iraqi government to reject the Obama White House's pleas to allow the occupation to continue with criminal immunity for U.S. troops, that the members of the government in Tunisia credit him with having strongly boosted that nonviolent democratic movement that overthrew a tyrant. You go through country after country. The missile strikes by the U.S. in Yemen that the government of Yemen falsely took credit for at U.S. instruction, that collaboration exposed by Bradley Manning, and the fear put into State Department officials and their colleagues around the world that if they engage in crimes and corruption going forward, it might be exposed. That benefit has been greatly appreciated by many around the globe. Not a mention whatsoever that he might have done any good, just this pretense that he did some vague sort of harm.
And what's interesting is you said all of what you just mentioned there, the wars, the things that have happened, what he would have been a catalyst for. It's interesting that so much of that other side has not been revealed. I say this all the time on America Tonight. It's about labels, traitor, hero, Nobel Prize, nominee, troubled, wanted to switch genders, all this other stuff. Was that putting all of that out there as far as the prosecution was concerned? Do you think that was to do anything to tear down his character was what they were after?
If so, they had a willing and eager partner in the defense team, which made the entire presentation yesterday, including two psychotherapists, one who had treated Manning in Iraq and another hired by the defense team, his sister, his aunt, and himself, all focused on his gender issues, the stress he was under, the stress from his alcoholic parents and upbringing and fetal alcohol syndrome and Asperger's, and the stress from his relationship with his boyfriend and his desire to switch genders, and his suffering from what they almost treated as a disease, which they called post-adolescent idealism, which I really wish we could bottle or make contagious in some way, but they treated it as not entirely acceptable in that it motivated him to engage in these misdeeds. And so there was this pitch by the defense team to present him as troubled for these motives that had nothing to do with what he seems to have been troubled by in the chat logs that exposed him way back when. He seemed to have been troubled by war crimes. Not a mention whatsoever of that. No mention that there was any war involved during the whole course of the day. Rather, he was troubled by these other personal defects. He wasn't thinking clearly, but he's a very likable guy, and the judge should be nice to him. And in fact, he did come off as a very likable guy, and the prosecution was focused purely on making him look like an unlikable guy. They just weren't very good at it.
Yeah. You mentioned this at the top, and of course when Bradley Manning actually addressed the court, do you think that was a smart play by his attorney to have him do that?
I think once his defense team had adopted this strategy of being apologetic for doing wrong rather than demanding credit for having been a whistleblower, they did it very, very skillfully, very, very well. His sister's testimony was incredibly heart-wrenching. People were openly weeping in the courtroom and outside after the break. And his testimony, which was just a three-minute statement that he read, unsworn, meaning he wouldn't be cross-examined. The combination was very, very powerful. I mean, if sympathy for an individual and the hardship of his life meant anything, as all everyone in the courtroom assumed it did, then they played that strategy very, very well. It does not, however, leave one expecting Bradley Manning to have a voice, if he's even capable of having a voice from a military prison, along the lines of a John Brown or a Mumia Abu-Jamal. I mean, he's not going to be speaking out against injustice as the world's most famous prisoner. He's going to be continuing to apologize, it looks like.
Depending on what happens with Manning, and what does your, because you were there in the courtroom and there was obviously media there and there's discussion and chitter chatter in the hallways. What's your feeling about, and who knows, but how many years Manning will get? What do you think this judge will ultimately say?
I don't know, but this is a judge who, during the course of this process, has been offered a promotion by the government to the appeals court to which this would be appealed, is doubly disturbing. This is a judge who, during the guilt and innocence phase, allowed the prosecution all sorts of outrages and violations of Bradley Manning's rights. This is not a fair playing field. This is a judge who's a subordinate of the president, the commander-in-chief, who declared him guilty months before the trial, which typically results in great difficulties in trying someone, not in this case. So the question is, you know, there's no mandatory minimum. The judge could give him nothing, and rightly should, but I wouldn't, I have no reason to bet any money on that. I think you have to lean more closely toward the other end, toward the 90 years, which is the sentence that is facing him.
We're speaking with David Swanson, RootsAction.org. David, when you look at what's happened with Bradley Manning and then the situation with Ed Snowden, and he's got the asylum now in Russia, and the thought is he may still end up in Latin America. But do you think that this dissuades people from blowing the whistle when, if they have the opportunity, they see something that they think is majorly wrong that needs to be exposed to the American people, and it has to do especially with the government?
Well, I don't think we need to speculate. Many journalists who report on Washington, D.C. Have been stating in the aftermath of these two cases that their regular sources are very, very reluctant to speak. We saw the man who ran the company, now shut down, that Edward Snowden used for email, speaking the other day and saying that he had to shut down his company rather than spy on all of his customers for the government, but he couldn't say a word about what the government had asked him to do unless he flees the country. This is the climate of secrecy, that there's an internal threat program established now by the White House requiring that government employees snitch on each other. And yet, what happened to Bradley Manning did not dissuade Edward Snowden. There are always going to be exceptions. There are always going to be people inspired by the heroism of others. And that's, you know, that's our best hope at this point.
David Swanson, thanks so much. I know that you're probably just tuckered out from everything that you've been doing. We appreciate the time on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you. I just want to holler when my soul feels free. Now I'm blue.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFruits Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. When all your lies become your truth, and I don't care. Yeah.
All right, believe it or not, here we are once again, heading down the straightaway in the home stretch of this hour of America Tonight. Boy, what an interesting conversation to have with David Swenson, who was right there as that was all unfolding, and Bradley Manning just a couple of years ago. That's all anybody was talking about was Bradley Manning, Bradley Manning, and now it is switched to Ed Snowden. But here it is, after these years, what's going to happen to Manning? What kind of sentence is he going to ultimately get? It's not going to be a walk in the park, as he suggested. You know, 90 is the number that's being bandied about. Speaking of numbers, it's time for another edition of We Can Count. Identified 2,776 incidents or violation of the rules of court orders for the surveillance of Americans or foreign targets in the United States. So how about that? The NSA breaking the rules thousands of times per year. This story broke in the Washington Post, and where do you think they got the information? Yeah, Ed Snowden gave them the information, that's right. The reasons for the FISA violations during the first quarter of 2012, 60 were error, meaning workload issues. 39, they didn't follow the operating procedures, so there were typographical errors or broad terms, and whoops, that led to the culling of the wrong information. 67 of that could be attributed to computer error. So they didn't recognize roamers or foreigners who bring their mobile phones into the United States. So just ridiculous, huh? The National Security Agency certainly overstepped their legal authority. We know that how many times, thousands of times, and it's pretty clear as it's laid out. So the Washington Post got the info from the NSA leaker Ed Snowden, and it had lots of detail and analysis that's not routinely even shared with Congress or the special court that oversees surveillance. In one of the documents, the agency personnel are instructed to remove details and substitute, get this, generic language in reports to the Justice Department and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So there you go. Take it for what it is worth. I think the craziest thing of all of those numbers is this one. One of the examples was from 2008. There was a large number of calls from Washington when a programming error confused the U.S. area code 202 for 20, the international dialing code for Egypt. So they got all that information from Washington, D.C. instead. And the FISA court judge, in light of this, says, you know what, we only have the ability to police the U.S. spying program so much. So don't think that there's going to be some incredible, massive overhaul here. That's not likely. All right, let's jump to something completely different. Major League Baseball is going to expand instant replay in 2014. Whew, big mistake. They say it's a historic moment, Bud Selig, that they're going to expand what they review next season, giving managers something they've never had in an effort to dramatically reduce the number of incorrect calls. He made this announcement after meeting with all of the teams. The proposal has to be voted on by the owners in November. They say a 75% vote by the owners is needed for approval, and the Players Association and the umpires would have to agree to any changes in the system, but mostly people were praising it, saying it was the right thing to do, like the Rays manager, Joe Maddon, who said, this is the time, it's time to make the right decision. We didn't have it several years ago, now we do. Oh, what about all those arguments about the bad umping? I guess some of those will be cut down, perhaps. That's one of the great things about the game, that you can later let off some steam and say that they really screwed up. That umpire missed that call. Man, he's a bum. He should be booted. Why do we have to get the crummy umps every single time? Do you watch morning TV? Are you an insomniac coming off the third shift, just can't get to sleep, or you're one of these people that sleeps odd hours all over the map? I think a lot of us have that, where sometimes we're sleeping at a certain time and other times we can get to sleep. You know how it rolls, right? So GMA may be something that you've watched a few times. GMA actually topped the Today Show by nearly a million total viewers. That's huge. They finished number one again. So 5.225 million, and that's for the week of August 5th, according to the Nielsen's. NBC was 4.260 million. And then you think of Duck Dynasty on little old A&E. They debut to their season debut for the second season, 11 million viewers of reality television shows. Isn't that crazy? So GMA is kicking the butt of the Today Show 45 weeks in a row. How about that? It's probably due to all of those changes. And morning TV is still a place where, television-wise anyway, people are still tune in because they're running around. Kids are getting ready. You may be getting ready. Somebody in your household might be getting ready if you're a third shift person, but whatever. People are running around and they'll turn on the tube then. So that's pretty bad for the Today Show people to be in that situation on NBC. I think it's because of all the changes and the whole thing with Ann Curry that blew up in their face. Let me ask you this question here on We Can Count. Would you pay $38 for a hamburger? You know, there's a guy in Washington that's created what he dubbed as the Kraken Burger at Jack in the Box. I'm not kidding you. 20 patties, 36 toppings. Yep. $38. Most expensive burger ever ordered at a fast food chain. He didn't get any change. $38 for that. Now, he put it together. I don't think many people are going to say, well, I want that Kraken Burger that guy made, because it's certainly not on the menu. He decided he'd make it himself. The burger, if you took the whole thing, is about 9,000 calories. 20 patties, chicken, spicy chicken, two fried eggs, ham, sausage. Ugh, the list goes on. Wow, that's crazy. 9,000 calories. How would you feel after inhaling 9,000 calories? How do you eat that? Oh, that's brutal. You know, the most expensive burger, there is a hamburger in New York, I think, that costs $100. I can't remember where it is because it quickly left my mind the second that I heard about it, because I thought, well, I'll never be eating that burger, that's for sure, no matter what. Oh, so sad to say that New Zealand, once again, the ground zero for earthquakes, strong earthquakes, 6.5 hitting after 2:30 in the afternoon in a small island town called Sidon. At least 6 aftershocks, 5.0 magnitude. They had workers scrambling for cover. A bridge was destroyed. Homes were damaged. But here's the good thing. So far, surprisingly, no serious injuries have been reported, and that's great news. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. You can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter by going to AmericaTonight.net.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.